More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Just reading on WA Today, Palmyra residents are talking about a modern-day Easter miracle. Did you hear about this? After water unexpectedly started gushing out of a local verge tree on Good Friday, just over from Palmyra Primary, apparently. Residents say the water started dripping from the tree's top branches after heavy rains on Friday, leading him to believe that it was just a small pool of water trapped in a hollow cavity. But the water continued to gush the next day. So locals started to wonder if there was more to the story. They're calling it the Palmyra Fountain of Youth. People apparently have bathed underneath it. People have been stopping here all weekend. People have been drinking it, apparently. Water Corporation workers trying to get to the root of the problem say it's most likely a burst water main. New rating of the parade just a little bit there, aren't they? It's a miracle. It's probably just something wrong. Mind you, I mean, look, it is a bit of a free water in WA is a bit of a miracle, isn't it? But I'd think twice, surely, about drinking or bathing in it. Maybe put some on your pot plants. But anyway, we'll keep you plugged into this story as it develops. If anyone reverts to a baby after drinking the water, I'll certainly let you know. So I had to share this news from a Twitter user by the name of Andrew Falloon, who tweeted a pic of his dad recuperating from an operation at home, right, while snuggling up to a cat. The quote, "My dad's recovering from an operation. Mum went out, left the door slightly ajar. So far, nothing unusual here, right?" Except he goes on to point out, "My parents do not have a cat." He's since told online media that he never did find out where the feline came from. But see, for me, it's just more proof that if you had any doubts, cats are cool. Apparently now they do their own home delivery. And hot on the heels of news of a Perth strip club planning a women in uniform event for Anzac Day, which is a little taquire, just quietly, comes the reminder that the word Anzac or any word resembling it can't be used for commercial purposes without permission from the Federal Veterans Affairs Minister. There's even restrictions on what you can do with an Anzac biscuit. Clearly. Serious breaches of the Anzac law can lead to up to 12 months jail, fines of more than 10 grand for a person and $51,000 for a company. The point, obviously, is so no one profits off a day that's meant to commemorate the memory of people who sacrificed for this country. And I mean, let's face it, for most Aussies, the Anzac idea is about as sacred as things get these days. And as for the bickies, as long as they apparently generally conform to the traditional recipe and shape and are referred to as Anzac biscuits or Anzac slice, all is good. But there could be trouble if you change the recipe too much and try to profit from it. And remember too, referring to the products as Anzac cookies is generally not approved due to the, well, clearly non-Australian overtones. Bloody oath.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with Nikki away, once again, you've got Demello reporting. And in what may be the last gasp of Coachella news, it seems Ariana Grande was hit with a lemon. In an apparent protest because she was paid more than Beyonce. Well, that's what speculation suggests. Anyway, they reckon the citrus was thrown by a Beyonce fan whose sixth album, Lemonade, has only just hit streaming services, after it was claimed that Grande received the bigger payday of the two as the festival headliner. Sour note? All right. And look, you know things are getting serious when Mum arrives, and Meghan Markle's mum, Doria Ragland, is in London, ready and waiting to meet her grandchild. Harry and Meghan set to become parents pretty much any moment now. We'll let you know when the new baby drops. And Pink has shared the title track to her forthcoming album, Hurts to be Human.
God, it hurts to be human. Without you, I'd be losing. Yeah, someday I'll face the music. God, it hurts to be human.
The single featuring Khalid is the third track that Pink has previewed off the album. It's due out Friday.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.